My guest at this time is Illinois Republican freshman Congressman Randy Hultgren. He represents the land of Lincoln's 14th Congressional District. He joins us today to offer his thoughts on the president's bus tour throughout three Midwestern states, including his own, as well as an effort by a few dozen House Republicans to point out that they have passed a number of bills related to increasing incentives to hire, but they say the Democratic-led Senate has sat on virtually all of those pieces of legislation. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, certainly a lot of attention to this bus tour. The president started in Minnesota, then Iowa, and wrapped it up today in your home state of Illinois. He says that there's nothing wrong with America that can't be fixed. He says that what's really broken is the politics, and he'll have a jobs plan out next month that if you and your colleagues in the Republican-led House don't approve, then he'll be able to run against what he essentially calls a do-nothing Congress next year. What do you make of that central message of this bus tour?
Well, it's frustrating. We've been working diligently in the House. I've sent over multiple pieces of legislation. We've listened to our small businesses, and I'm absolutely convinced if we're going to turn this economy around and get some economic opportunity back, getting our unemployment numbers back down to a reasonable rate, it's going to have to happen through small businesses. And we have listened to them and responded to them. Number one priority we've been doing is addressing out-of-control regulation that is absolutely impacting our small businesses. What I hear over and over again is the reason small business isn't growing and isn't hiring is because of uncertainty. They're uncertain over health care, and we voted right away to overturn the health care bill that was passed last year and go in and really do the right thing and address the cost of health care rather than increasing the cost and uncertainty on small businesses. We've also had multiple items that have gone through to end out-of-control regulation. And then on top of that, looking to cut the size of federal government. We passed a budget out of the House, spent a great amount of time on that, and yet it's frustrating. You deal with the Senate, and it's been over 800 days since the Senate has actually passed a budget. So item after item after item, we have passed, we've sent over to the Senate, and it languishes over there. There's no action, there's no activity. What we're seeing is tabling of any type of legislation we send over. So we're involved in that. I'd love to have the president involved in that as well, and hopefully he can push the Senate to actually take some action on some of the bills that we've already acted upon that is in response to what our small business owners are saying they need in order to make that commitment to start hiring people back again and get this economy back on track.
You mentioned the repeal that the House passed on Obamacare. Of course, both the House and the Senate did repeal the 1099 provision of that legislation, which the president agreed to. Get a little more specific on what regulations you'd like to repeal that are sitting over on the Senate side now that the House has already dealt with.
Well, specifically, there's a bill called the RAINS Act that we've been working on that's going to be heading over there. What we've done very specifically is through our budget that was passed, the House budget that was passed, it was addressing many of the areas, departments that needed to be scaled back, that need to be adjusted, that really truly have grown out of control and are acting far beyond what their legislative authority ever had been given. Very specifically as well, Dodd-Frank legislation, which was everybody thought was and claimed to be financial regulation reform. I serve on the Agriculture Committee, and probably half of our time on the Agriculture Committee has been dealing with Dodd-Frank and all of the impact that it has on agriculture, on commodities, on co-ops, every type of agriculture business that's out there is impacted by this as well. So we see how these creep into so many other areas beyond what was ever intended, from what I can tell, when the legislation was passed. So we have been doing that work, asking the questions, but again, just aren't getting the response back from the Senate.
One of the other areas that I know many conservatives are worried about on the regulation front deals with energy and specifically the Environmental Protection Agency.
Yes.
What would you like to see done away with? What's already been dealt with on the House side?
Well, where we've been focused so much really is on the Ag Committee dealing with the EPA. Just trying to get answers from them, but I see it with my small farmers where they're scared to death of what the EPA is going to do, different regulations. We've seen dust regulations that have been coming out there that would be absolutely crippling to our small farmers. And item after item, what I hear again when I talk to my small businesses is that regulators are showing up on their doorstep, coming in and looking for problems. They're not looking to help small businesses to accomplish their work or to run more safely. They're looking to find things that they can file complaints against or file get fines for these these issues. And it really is an adversarial type relationship that we're seeing there, which, again, I think is harmful and really causes further confusion and fear among small business owners that is leading them even further to say, any working capital that they have, they need to hold on to. I was with one of my small businesses recently, great small company, but this business owner said he's got to spend between 20 and 30% of his expenses go just to defensive measures, dealing with the EPA, dealing with the Food and Drug Administration, dealing with OSHA. He's committed to having a great, safe, strong business, but he spends so much time on things that really don't make a better product or make a safer product, just because these are regulations that are out there. These are the type of things that we have to dig in, get some real change, get some confidence back in small businesses. As they do that, they will start hiring people, and then we'll get consumer confidence back, and this economy will be back on track. So I really do hope the president is hearing that message as he's out there. I know he's talking a lot. I hope he's listening to our small business owners here in Illinois. I hear it loud and clear that they want some shrinking of federal government. They want accountability back in Washington, D.C., and we can do it. We're looking for the president to show some leadership here, encourage the Senate to actually take some action on the things that we've sent over there, and let's work together to get this done and get this economy rolling again.
Just about out of time with Congressman Randy Haltgren. Congressman, a two-part exit question here. What do you hope is in the president's jobs plan, and what do you expect to be in the president's jobs plan?
Well, it's a good question. My hope is exactly what we talked about, is that he hears what the needs are out there for small businesses, that his commitment really is to address that, to shrink the size, the impact, and the confusion that's coming out of Washington, D.C. that's paralyzing small business. My fear is it'll be more of the same. We've seen out-of-control regulators. One of the biggest surprises that I've faced since getting to Washington 8 months ago is how these department directors feel like they are accountable to no one, that really they only have to answer the administration. They don't answer to Congress. We've got to see some real changes there. My fear is we'll have more of the same. I hope that's not the case.
Congressman, we'll be watching. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Rick. Great to talk to you.
Absolutely. Illinois Republican Congressman Randy Haltgren represents his state's 14th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.